Chapter 10, Soul Food. The sun was setting on the Bronx as Deandra in her joey disguise led Alex through the streets to a modest apartment on Gerard Avenue. Alex avait appelé sa tante Clara pour dire que tout allait bien, qu'il avait rencontré une jeune New-Yorkaise très sympa et qu'il serait de retour avant 10h du soir. Deandra ne voulait toujours pas révéler où elle l'emmenait, et Alex s'était laissé guider, curieux de savoir ce que la jeune star voulait faire plus que tout. Il regarda l'immeuble en briques rouges avec ses escaliers métalliques extérieurs, ne sachant que penser.
« What is this ?»
he asked.
« This is where I'm the happiest, »
said Deandra with a sad smile.
« And I can't come here anymore. This is where my grandmother lives, »
she added.
« Come on. »
They went through the door and up the stairs, and Deandra rang the doorbell of a third-floor apartment. She took off her baseball cap and her sunglasses. Alex se demandait ce qui empêchait la jeune chanteuse de venir voir sa grand-mère. Mais avant qu'il puisse formuler la question en anglais, la porte s'ouvrit. Deandra se jeta au cou de la vieille femme noire qui se tenait dans l'embrasure, puis se rendit vite compte que quelque chose n'allait pas et recula. Alex et la grand-mère se dévisageaient sans bouger.
« Granny, this is my friend Alex, »
said Deandra.
« Alex, my grandmother. »
« We've already met, »
said the old woman. Deandra stared at her.
« You've what ?»«
In front of the MoMA, by a newsstand, »
said her grandmother.
« I'd stopped to make sure I wasn't being followed. Your picture was everywhere. This young man was looking at it, so we talked. »
Alex wasn't sure he'd understood every word, mais il reconnaissait très bien la vieille dame avec qui il avait discuté devant le kiosque à journaux.
That's amazing,
said Deandra.
Granny, Alex has helped me escape from the security detail. Can we spend the evening with you?
Of course,
said the old woman with a smile.
Come in, both of you. Welcome to my home, Alex.
The apartment wasn't very big, but it was extremely tidy and prettily decorated. There were many pictures of Deandra on the walls. La grand-mère de Deandra leur apporta des boissons. Alex n'avait jamais rien bu de semblable.
What is this?
He asked Deandra.
That's root beer. You don't get root beer in France?
Alex shook his head.
It's beer for supporters and fans?
He asked. Deandra éclata de rire, mais Alex ne voyait pas ce qu'il y avait de drôle.
No, it's made from sassafras roots. Real roots, in the ground.
Deandra's granny went to cook in the kitchen. She was preparing her granddaughter's favorite dish. Fried chicken, cornbread, and black-eyed peas.
Home cooking,
she said.
Nothing better.
This is better than just home cooking,
said Deandra.
This is soul food.
Alex translated the expression in his head. Nourriture de l'âme. Il se laissa bercer par le flot de la conversation animée entre la grand-mère et la petite fille. Il ne suivait pas tous les détails, mais il comprit qu'il y avait eu une dispute sévère.
One hell of an argument.
Entre la mère de Deandra et sa propre mère.
Between mom and granny.
Et que Deandra avait du mal à voir sa grand-mère.
Mom thinks granny's a bad influence on me. That's why I was at the MoMA this morning.
Deandra explained.
I was supposed to meet granny.
Except that when we were in front of the newsstand, I saw those two good-for-nothings in their black suits and led them to the Metropolitan Museum instead.
Said her grandmother with a smile. La grand-mère de Deandra semblait rire encore du bon tour qu'elle avait joué aux deux agents du service de sécurité en les menant au Metropolitan Museum alors qu'elle était censée retrouver sa petite fille au MoMA.
Granny, why don't you let me buy you a big house somewhere?
Deandra asked.
In Manhattan or in the countryside. You could have a garden.
Her grandmother shook her head.
I'm just fine here. It's where I'm from. I've been living in this neighborhood for over 50 years. All my friends are here. I know the shops. I know where not to buy stuff because it's too expensive. And I know where to get the best black-eyed peas in New York. And anyway,
she added,
if I moved, I'd have to take a bus to come and see the ball game. I'm too old for that.
They all laughed. Alex comprit enfin. Toute cette journée avait été un long prélude pour que Deandra puisse venir voir sa grand-mère et lui demander conseil, profiter de la sagesse de la vieille dame pour qui célébrité et argent n'étaient pas des valeurs absolues. Il était heureux d'avoir pu apporter son aide à la jeune chanteuse. Finalement, après avoir fini le poulet frit, le pain de maïs et les haricots, Deandra s'étira.
So, what should I do?
She asked.
That's up to you, sweetheart,
said her grandmother.
Just do what your heart tells you is right.